Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. It is Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. Glad you're with us. Listen, guys, we've commented on it before. We had a really warm January. Supposed to get colder in February, but while we had a few days that were definitely colder, some really extreme cold, just a couple. Now, again, back into that spring-like weather. Looks like 40s will be prevailing now, even a 50-degree day tomorrow, but interesting weather. Warmer weather than usual. Not a lot of snow in the forecast, at least in the near term. However, here's an interesting one for you. Our friend Mark Torregrossa, meteorologist at MLive.com, he's brought to our attention that while things could be warmer now, for those of us who love a warmer winter as opposed to a colder one, he says, look out, this warm-up can send a cold blob, and that's exactly the way he says it, a cold blob of air eventually into the eastern half of the U.S. and the Great Lakes region on the back end of the warmer weather. Apparently what happens is this warmer weather pushes the cold air one way and it rebounds and comes bouncing back the other way and eventually hits us perhaps even stronger on the backside of this. So enjoy the warm weather now. Just be forewarned, we could have a cooler March. Doesn't happen all the time, but he said it happens a lot of the time. So we'll be looking out for that colder weather coming soon. Here, in good news, though, Michigan's gas prices, Mark. You checked the pump lately?
Yeah, looks like Gas Buddy is reporting that gas is down 8 cents. So,
well, that's good.
National average is about $3.44 a gallon.
Yeah, I think we had increases in gas leading all the way up this year since the start of January, all the way until right about now. I think we're seeing our first, it was last week, into this week, seeing our first decline.
Yeah.
So that's good
news.
It's
not going to last long. It'll be going back up.
Of course. And here's another thing that's interesting. Savings accounts of Americans are dwindling. You know, there's been a focus on saving. There's been a focus on paying down credit card bills. But as inflation continues to take a bite out of our regular weekly budgets, many more Americans are having to tap into their savings accounts in order just to make ends meet. Goldman Sachs now, as indicated in the Wall Street Journal report, Goldman Sachs now estimates that American savings accounts are down about 35% from their highs during the pandemic and headed to much worse condition before the end of the year, saying that it could be as much as 65% drawn out of those savings account in order to just meet our weekly budgets, our spend. So that's unfortunate news. One other thing we want to remind, especially parents of, Kristen, you've got a story you're covering for us about a special thing happening today. I think it happens twice a year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you're right. It does happen twice a year. This is the second time in a school year. It's called Count Day. And it is super important to get your kid to school, especially today. There's a time in the fall also where school districts count every student. This is especially important for districts like Detroit Public Schools, where chronic absenteeism is rampant, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And the reason why school districts do count days is because this is how funding gets allocated across Michigan.
So if you're going to have your students show up at school, pick today.
Pick today. They even say, if you know your kid is going to be out sick, make sure you get to the school and send them an email or a call and have them alerted that your child will be out sick today because
they'll still get counted.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
No, that's really, really good and important guidance.
I actually didn't even realize this, but in the fall when they do this count day, the totals account for 90% of the state's funding. And then in the spring, it accounts for another 10% of all funding for the schools. So,
and this is the last count day of the school session for this year.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So again, good guidance, Kristen. Thanks. Make sure you get your kids off to school today. It's important if you want your school to continue to get the kind of funding it needs to stay viable and to be able to be in position to provide that good quality of education to your son or daughter. Okay, headed to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.